However unlikely it may seem from our current viewpoint, God equipped us for this task by framing our nature to function in a conscious, personal relationship of interactive responsibility with Him. We are meant to exercise our rule only in union with God, as He acts with us. He intended to be our constant companion or co-worker in the creative enterprise of life on earth. That is what His love for us means in practical terms. Now, what we can do by our unassisted strength is very small. What we can do acting with mechanical, electrical, or atomic power is much greater. Often, what can be accomplished is so great that it is hard to believe or imagine without some experience of it. But what we can do with these means is still very small compared to what we could do acting in union with God Himself, who created and ultimately controls all other forces. Lamentably, we fell away from our intended divine context and from the task for which we are by nature fitted. We mistrusted and distanced ourselves from God and then, very naturally, from one another. In our arrogance and fear, we flounder through our existence on our own. The earth itself is subjected to futility because of this. Romans 8, verse 20. However we may picture the original event, the fall, one cannot deny that such mistrust pervasively characterizes human life today and that things do not go well on earth. History and the 11 o'clock news leave no doubt. But at the same time, our fundamental makeup is unchanged. The deepest longings of our heart confirm our original calling. Our very being still assigns to us rule in our life circumstances, whatever they may be. If animals are in trouble anywhere, for example, people generally feel they should do something about it, or at least that someone should. And we still experience ourselves as creative will, as someone who accomplishes things, constantly desiring to generate value or what is good from ourselves and from our environment. We are perhaps all too ready, given our distorted vision and will, to take charge of the earth. Apart from harmony under God, our nature-imposed objectives go awry. The social and individual chaos of human desires sees to it. Much of our time and energy is spent trying to dominate others or escape domination by them, from office politics to tribal warfare to international relations on a global scale. In the biblical account of our fall from God, we were assigned to earn our bread by the sweat of our face. The sweat comes from our own energies, which is all we have left after losing our roots in God's own life. But we relentlessly try to earn our bread by the sweat of someone else's face, even when it might be easier to use our own strength.